I don't really learn entrepreneurship in my school. I usually just got it from my dad. He sometimes quizzes me on the way to school.
How did you get this idea to sell coloring books?
I know it kind of seems kind of like, oh, you just pulled this out of a hat, but like, no, I actually dreamed of having this idea, like in a dream while I was sleeping.
Welcome to Future Titans, where we spotlight remarkable middle and high school entrepreneurs building real businesses that solve real problems. Every founder we speak to has received a $1,000 Formidable Fellowship grant. It's not equity, it's not debt, just a bit of inspiration capital to say keep doing what you're doing. If you're a student entrepreneur, we'd love to support you too. Just visit formidablefellowship.org to apply for a grant. It takes less than 5 minutes. And if you believe in empowering young builders, consider supporting our mission. All contributions are tax deductible. Now on to the conversation. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Future Titans. Today, I have Bree Gamble with me. She has built an incredibly high margin coloring book business that we wanted to tell you about. So I'm going to let Bree introduce herself. Bree, maybe tell us where you're from, what grade you're in, where you go to school.
I'm from Gainesville, Florida. I am 13 years old and I go to PK Young.
Okay, cool. And so you're in the 8th grade or the 7th grade?
Oh, I'm in 7th grade.
Okay, awesome. And what's the name of the business? And tell us a little bit more about it.
My business's name is Breeze, custom design, custom coloring books, custom designs, mostly just custom designs. And I mostly just sell coloring books. I could do like prints, buttons, stuff I did in the past was like buttons, bookmarks, etc.
Okay, and last year you did how much revenue?
How much money I made last year was $1,600.
Okay, all right, that's a lot of coloring books. So
Oh, yeah.
let's go back to the beginning. How did you get this idea to sell coloring books?
I know it kind of seems kind of like, oh, you just pulled this out of a hat, but like, no, I actually dreamed of having this idea, like in a dream while I was sleeping. And then we were riding home from Publix, and then I told my dad, hey, what if I made like coloring books to like sell? And he's like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. You should totally do that. I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, let's do one for like the seasons. And I'm just like, oh, okay, let's get started.
Oh, that's amazing. All right. So shout out to dad for just
Yeah.
having that response, right? Because I think, it's not sometimes like parents will just be like, yeah, I don't do that. Just focus on school or, like we don't have time for that. And dad just said like, hey, let's go, which is great. So, all right. So you came up with this idea to do coloring books. Dad's supportive. What happens there? What happens then?
When I got home, I was thinking of some ideas for the coloring pages and wrote those down and then started to get to work on them on this app called Procreate, a digital drawing app.
Okay, cool. All right. And so were you always sort of artistically inclined?
Yeah, I started really pursuing art when I was about 4 years old.
Okay, that's great. I think for those who've listened to the podcast before, entrepreneurship is a really great way to actually make money by doing art, right? We had Daisy on the podcast. She's an illustrator. She created a children's book.
Yes.
We had Julia who does nails that she creates her artwork on. We had Chandler, she makes custom signs. So it's really cool to see young people who are artistic finding ways to make money off of that. So that's cool. So all right, so let's go back to the business. You have I think it was the kind of Christmas season, so you come up with some ideas. It sounds like you start drawing them in Procreate, and then how does it turn into a business?
Well, I usually sell stuff at like my neighborhood when I was selling like buttons and bookmarks. But then my mother, who works at the burn unit in UF Health, her friend was and her were like planning this whole thing called a burn benefit to help raise money for burn patients. And then she's like, oh, do you want your daughter to sell like her buttons or bookmarks there? And then she's like, yeah, she actually just came up with this new product, her Christmas coloring book.
Got it. Okay. All right. So you go to this burn benefit, and that was your first sales?
Yeah, that was my first coloring book sale.
Okay, fantastic. And so walk us through what does it cost to buy a coloring book and what do you make them for?
I make the coloring books for $2 each, and I sell them for $8.
Wow. All right. Those are fantastic margins. Okay. And so like how many pages is a coloring book?
Each coloring book, preferably, is 15 pages.
Okay, so 15 pages, you have the seasonal coloring book, you go to this event in the burn unit, I guess, at the hospital, and how did that first event go?
Yeah, I think I made around $400.
Wow. All right, so you sold a lot of coloring books. Okay, so you had
Yeah.
and so do you just print these off at home?
Yeah, we have one printer. We print them out at home. It's a really long process. So that's what I was wondering to do with the grant money. I wanted to like buy a better printer because our printer now is like kind of slow.
Okay, nice. All right, so you're going to use $1,000 to buy a better printer. That's great. And then are these books bound or like what are they in a binder? Like what do they look like?
Samples of the spring and Christmas one right here. This is the Christmas one. It has a binder, and some examples of the pages are like just like there.
Oh, cool. All right,
Yeah.
nice. Okay, that's great. All right, so you create these, you did a Christmas one. And then where did the business go from there? Are you continuing to do sort of seasonal coloring books or how's it grown and how has it changed?
You see how much money I made off of coloring books? I'm like, wow, this is actually going great. I should sell more of these. So I go to like the next season I think of, which is spring, like slash Easter. So then we have the spring coloring book, and now we're getting starting to get some sales on those because these are like new released. So yeah,
Got it.
we're just starting to get sales.
And so how do you find customers, right? The first time you had this sort of, connection to through your mom, how are you getting your customers now?
Handles my Instagram, and I actually go to a lot of pop-up events to sell my coloring books just in general. Like near my school, there is this place called Depot Park, and they have a lot of like kids' craft sales. So I was like, oh, I could just sell my coloring books there. My mom and dad were like fine with it, so I sold my coloring books there.
Okay, and so are you like setting up a booth at these places?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And so what have you learned what makes for a good booth? Like what attracts people to your booth? Because there's lots of other booths there and they're like competing for attention. So what works in your experience?
So far, it's just color.
Okay.
Lots and lots of bright colors,
Okay.
including like, yeah, like signs, the make signs making sure you're like professional, kind
Yeah.
of.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. No, that makes sense. And so your customer is obviously a parent, but it's usually a parent of a young child. That's who you're
Yes.
targeting. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Or it is a child like running over to my stand saying, oh my gosh, these are so cool, and then like dragging their mom or dad over to buy them.
Okay. Nice. Nice. That's great. And how many business or how many of these fairs have you done? Like, or these kind of these places where you have a booth like over time.
I don't know the exact amount, but
Yeah.
I would say like I think 3 to 5.
Okay, got it. And so that first time you did one, how and maybe the last time, like how have you changed in that process? I imagine the first time is maybe you're a little bit more nervous, you're a little bit more cautious going up to people. Like, do you feel now different at these fairs when you go to them?
I feel a lot more confident and feeling like, and like I know what to say. So like last time when I sold them for the first time, I was like, oh, these are like, and then I would just like stop and just like freeze. But now since I'm feeling a little bit more confident and I've sold these a lot, I'm just like, oh yeah, this costs this much to make and this costs this much. How many do you want? Do you want a bag for that, et cetera.
Okay, that's great. And do you sell only at the fairs and things, or do you sell online?
That's another thing I want to try to do with the money because I don't sell nor on Amazon or Etsy. We usually just sell locally, or my mother handles my Instagram, so she can get like requests on there, like emails being like, "Hey, I want to buy your daughter's coloring books."
Okay, got it. And where did this entrepreneurial drive come from? Like, are your parents entrepreneurs? You mentioned your mom works in the burn unit, so she's a doctor there, I guess. But like, where did you get this desire to do something entrepreneurial?
Dad was actually an entrepreneur. He made a business, but now he works near my school at the K Museum
Okay.
as the CEO.
Okay.
So yeah, he did a lot of entrepreneurship back in like high school, maybe through college. I don't know that much, but I know he's really invested in entrepreneurship.
Okay, all right. So you kind of like were encouraged to do something entrepreneurial by your dad. Okay, that's cool. And so now when you have questions about your business, where do you go to get answers about it? Is it dad? Is it a YouTube channel? Like where do you go for business advice?
Many people I really look up to, including my dad. There's this artist named Ari Uberti. She's a really cool designer. She puts her art on like mugs of some sort. I have some of her stickers like on my portfolio,
Cool.
like these are like her designs.
Okay.
She's a really cool artist,
Okay.
and I look up to her a lot, and she loves like seeing me give her art. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, that's great. If we could get her here, in the room with us, and you could ask her a question, what would you love to learn from her?
Like stuff like online, because I heard like I don't think she makes like the water bottles like by hand of some sort. They seem like professionally done by like another business or another corporate. So I want to know how she like gets that to happen.
Okay, cool. You've now started making money as a 13-year-old. I'm curious, how has that changed your perceptions of money? Like, do you value money differently now that you're making it yourself, or is it kind of like not really, no real difference?
Well, I'm usually using my money to buy stuff like that's helpful for me. Like after I made the first Christmas coloring book, my Apple Pencil just died. Like it cannot be charged, it cannot do anything. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna use the money that I probably hopefully make at the benefit and like hopefully get enough money to buy a new Apple Pencil, or else I'm just gonna be like drawing my finger. So thankfully I made enough, and then while we were going back to school shopping, I think I went to go buy an Apple Pencil. For
Okay.
an
So Bree, you ran into this challenge. You had to buy this Apple Pencil. I'm just curious, in general, like now when you're buying stuff for your business, how do you think about purchasing things? Are you shopping around looking for the lowest price?
think I value money a little bit like it's like important because the more money you have, like the more you want to spend it. That's what I've heard from other people. But me, I'm just trying to save up as much as possible for something like my college tuition, my first car. So I'm mostly trying to save. I maybe bring like 40 something dollars to the mall just in case I see something I'm gonna like use for the rest of my life. But like, yeah.
Okay, all right. So you've become very deliberate, I guess, about how you spend money. I'm curious about school. So give me your overall, what do you like about school, and then maybe what do you wish they did differently?
Right now I'm only in middle school, 6th, 7th. So, we have a digital design program which I want to go like fourth like through. I'm like, I love this. I want more. And then I just figured out like recently that in high school they're doing an entrepreneur digital design program. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is perfect for me.
Okay, yeah, that's very cool. What do you think, I know you said you're in like 7th grade. Like, what, if anything, is school missing for you? Like, how much, and or maybe said another way, how much of what you're doing in your business did you learn in school?
I don't really learn entrepreneurship in my school. I usually just got it from my dad. He sometimes quizzes me on the way to school. And yeah, so I did not learn much entrepreneurship in school, mostly just like the basic subjects like math, science, history,
Right.
etc.
Okay. And when I'm curious, what does your dad quiz you about on the way to school?
Just like, what's a growth margin? What's a, like,
Nice.
etc.
Okay. All
Just the
right.
majors, yeah.
That's great. All right. He's making sure you understand the concepts. I love it. As you've been building the business, any obstacles or mistakes that you've made? And I'm curious how you recovered from those.
Time is money. So yeah, money is time, etc. Our printer, like I said, is not the best. So like sometimes it does this thing, like if we put like, okay, you have to print 30 of like this page into the thing, it's like, okay, no, I'm gonna like print like seven and like cut off midway. I'm just like
Right.
So yeah, our printer is a real struggle.
Okay. All
But we make
right.
it work. Yeah,
Yeah. Okay. Well, you get a new one hopefully with the fellowship grant. And so, yeah, I guess, yeah. And so, all of that effort that you waste now, kind of making sure the printer's running, you won't have to waste that going forward. Right. So, okay. That's good. That's good. How much time are you spending on the business per week, like, on average?
per week, I mean, I take like 30, 45 minutes to create one coloring page, just for like the idea, the sketch, the ink, all in general.
Okay.
And then when I have all those ready, like including the front and back of the pages, we like print them all and then we assemble them by hand.
Okay, got it. And now, like you did seasonal coloring books. Is that still the model? Like you're doing these seasonal ones, and do you have like how many different seasons now do you cover?
Going forward, I'm wanting to try to make like, 'cause I'm improving my art like drastically, so I want to import that more into the stuff I do, and I want to like, I want businesses to reach out to me to like hopefully like ask me to do like a coloring book, like, hey, can you do a coloring book for our business? Like an example, like going to the dentist and they're like, hey, can you like give us like 20 fall coloring books the kids could color at our table while they're waiting, like stuff like that.
Oh, that's very cool. All right. So you could actually, instead of selling it directly to individual families, you could sell a bunch to a business and then they could give it out to their customers or give it out to people in their waiting room. Okay. Very, very cool. Are there one or two teachers or coaches that you've had that have been, just really helpful? Maybe not even in entrepreneurship, but just that like really make learning really fun for you?
My digital design teacher, Mr. DeFranco, he's really nice and helps me with a lot of stuff. So yeah, I get all my like digital design work on like Adobe and Canva mostly from him. Not really one else like as teachers, but like multiple teachers have come to like support my booth at like some sorts. Like I've done the Burn Benefit twice now, and then the second time I did it, my ELA teacher and my civics teacher both came to buy some, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Oh, that's really nice that they're coming out to support you. That's great.
Oh, and my most recent one that I did, my modern music teacher came to also support, so yippee.
Okay, that's fantastic. What
Yeah.
advice, maybe my final question to you is, what advice would you give to another young aspiring entrepreneur, right? I think sometimes other, students are thinking about starting, but they're a little bit scared. And they're just like, they don't know how to actually start. Like, any advice you'd give to them now that you've built a business pretty quickly, right? That's doing nice revenue. What would you tell them?
To be personal from the heart, it's gonna start out rough and you're gonna get crap. So, don't expect it to be absolutely perfect in the beginning. You're gonna have a lot of bumpy road to deal with, but do not stop. You're gonna do amazing in the meantime, and you're gonna get all these like orders of what you're selling or like what you're doing or if you're like mowing a lawn of some sort. And mostly just like stay creative, like keep doing what you're doing. It's gonna turn out amazing.
That's awesome advice, Bree. So Bree, if folks want to find you, where can they go to? Is there a website? You mentioned Instagram. Where can they go see some of your creations?
My Instagram is Breeze Custom Designs. And my email is breezebuttons@gmail.com.
Okay, awesome. We'll include those in the show notes. Bree, congrats on building an amazing business. And I think we see some of your creations in the background, so you can get a sense for some of Bree's talent here. And keep doing what you're doing, and we're looking forward to following along.